Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I wonder if there are, you know. I mean, you hear a lot of tales about it, like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe the soul creeping around there is waiting for something, you know. I mean, yeah, they got a place, I've never been to it, but it's a haunted house. They claim that you can see a red light or something in it. And when you go there, I've talked to people that's been there and they said they found a rocking chair rocking. You know, and, you know, I said, well, that's the wind. I've been back several times since, you know. But I've never been to one haunted. Now, I lived in a house, and I mentioned it. I rented a house one time, an old cedar house, that every night that you went to bed, it was on a slab. Open the garage was joining the house. You would hear a banging noise, like somebody take a hammer and just drop it on a two before, you know. Yeah. It would start over the garage and it'd go tap, tap. And it'd work its way straight through the center of the house, all the way over to the bathroom, the other end of the house. Then it would go back. Now, I ain't kidding you, buddy. I moved out of that house after about a month. I crawled up in that attic. I figured, you know, well, maybe it's settling. Man, good 2x4s in it, you know, 2x6s. Insulation, you know. That gum thing goes to do it again. I get up there in the flashlight, you know. Yeah. Well, I moved out of it. Now, that's a fact. I can't explain it to this day. It would start over the garage. Now, you know, it was like a straight house. Garage here at one end, and bathroom and bedroom at the other end. Living room in the middle, kitchen in the middle. Started one end, worked at the other end, worked back. And then it was quiet the rest of the night. Now, you explain it. And I looked. Wasn't birds in the attic. Wasn't rats.
Okay. Now, talking about going to a haunted house today, well, I know if you insist, but I'd
rather not. Oh, I'd go if I dared, you know. Yeah. I mean,
I
dare you to go.
Okay. They say, well, I bet you dare.
Dare not?
Dare not do that or something like that?
Yeah, if they dare me not to, you know, I dare you to.
Uh-huh. You do it on a
date. Well, I'll go. Yeah, I do it on there.
Okay.
I don't think anything really hurt you or kill you, you know. You got a fight chance, what the heck? Take my gun along.
That's a hunter there for you. Now, somebody you own...
Can't ever tell, might be good to eat.
I've never eaten goat before.
Oh, I mean...
That sure has a delicate taste, doesn't
it? Probably wouldn't even taste it.
Okay. Now, somebody owns 500 acres of land. How much land would that be?
Be 500 acres?
Yeah, that's a...
That's a lot of land.
Okay.
It is to me, isn't it? If it's being used.
Yeah. Did you ever say that's the right smart land? You know what that means?
Right, right nice. I got a right nice piece of land.
Okay.
And it's,
you ever hear folks say right smart?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
About the same as right nice. Right, smart, you know.
Okay. Now, somebody might say something about you that you didn't understand or you didn't believe, and you say, whatever gave you...
Well, give you that idea.
When somebody says good morning to you, what do you ask them? What might you ask them in return?
How you doing?
Okay. When you're introduced to somebody, a stranger, you have to say what your name is.
Well, when you introduce me, I usually say, well, how you doing?